has joined.
Shabuah Tov.
Shabuah Tov.
Is it just you?
Hana should be on in a minute.
Okay. Shabuah Tov. Please join me in saying the Ana Bakoa. Ana Bakoa, Yadula Chemin Ha, La Ti, Serura, Alabet Gimel Yutak Sadi, Kabel Rina, Alamka Sagbenu. Aharenu no ra kufrei shayin sintet nun na gibor dor shei yehud ha yevavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kashin barchem tacharem Rakame sitkatcha tamid gamlen. Betetresh
has joined.
Asin kadosh berov tuvcha nael adata. Et kufbet tet nunayim. Yachid geya lamcha penei. Zohre Kiddushata. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apaim Veral Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alachim Nose Awon Wafesha Vechata Awenake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar that comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29, and we'll begin with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte bidchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu li'akta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanunei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanunehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar tanenan dekudsha berichu koma deaved le'eila witata. Kolaihu kishot riovada dikshot, velayt lach mila bialma, divaye barnash, ledach yale ya mine yaulan haga, eya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun kolaits diri.
Has joined.
The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study a verse that has has the same energy in order to connect to this energy. The verse comes from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Israel untati wishakan takta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu vene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is the year of redemption. In order to prepare for the redemption, we study a particular verse from Isaiah. It's chapter 66, verse 21. This verse has the energy of redemption as well through its gematria. Wagam mehem ekach lakohanim lalevim amar Adonai yohe wahe adanuyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka a ka he da. Ezayo ala da la awa he he ya. Yozala me be he he re yo he ko me. La awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da du yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool.
Has joined.
Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me
has joined
yo, be, wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re, re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ha ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a a la me ta hey wa he wa da la yo hey yo she a me a la me nu hey a nu a ta me la hey pa la hey a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The tzaddikim who left this day which is the 16th day of Av. For those who did not notice, don't normally connect with the tzaddikim, this past Shabbat, yesterday, was the Hilulah of Gamzu Letova. And this is for the best. This is for the good. He's a very famous Bekubal, very famous stories in the Talmud all about him. Just verifying whether it was yesterday or no, it was yesterday. So the tzaddikim who left this day, the 16th day of Av, Rabbi Moshe Pirdo, and Rabbi Bechor Aaron Alachadif. Please cover your eyes and join me in the saying of the Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai, Yohewahe, Adanu. The Ani meditation we utilize as a tool to climb the tree of life. We begin with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Hod. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzah. Ye ahini wi yohi. Ye ahini wi yohi. Ye ahini wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Gevura. Yo ahuni. Ye ash. Ni wi yosh. Ye ash. Ni wi yosh. Ye ash. Ni wi yosh. Chesed. Ye aheni wo yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Bina. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Achma. Ye ahani wa yoha. Ye ahani wa yoha. Ye ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Ma meditation. Yud. Yud. Hey. Yud. Hey. Wav. Yud. Hey. Wav. Hey. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey. Twenty, the letter Kaf, which is your palm. 26. Hashem's name in Gematria. 39. Connection to Mashiach through the Hebrew word Tal, which is due. 45. Connection to man and women in unity. 130. Connection to Sinai. Connection to Sulam, the ladder. We must climb the ladder to reach Mount Sinai. To reach the Torah. The abridged Kaddish. Thank you. Kadavit Kadash Vishame Rabbah. We all say Amen. The Alma Divra Kirute Viam Lich Mahute Bechayechon Viomecho. Uvachaye de Kol Beit Yisrael. Ba'agala Uvizman Kariv. Itbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal shemei dekutsha le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushpechata v'nechemata da'amiran b'alma k'heishlama rabba min shemaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav u'yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class from the Parasha of Ekev. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row on the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to the Parasha of Ekev. And when that landing page opens up, please to scroll down to section 3, part 2, which will open up to Pasuk 41. We will begin with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kutcha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bitkilu, Urkimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urkimu. Liakta l'shem yud hei bovav hei, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. This section is talking about the 10 steps with respect to the Shabbat table. Pasuk 41. Wakal sitar migimulan pepehewan deinun Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Umitlat God pehewan deinun Dalid, Dalid, Dalid. Kulu tsarich lemechewe mikoa. Adam v'ihu, yud hey wav hey, spelled that with olives, gematria 45. Koach dileya yud wav, dalet hey, aleph vav, aleph vav hey. Matronita lasharya bekoa dileya bepirikin dietzpe an adeid avar minayu zuhama shifabisha besula antu tefasu uginda. Och muha mare matmitin yadayim mezuhamot pesulot labiracha. The translation. Every side of the three columns, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, which are right, left, and central, that are 3 times 14, is comprised of the three faces of the living creatures, the lion, the ox, and the eagle, which are Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And the three wings in the living creatures are Dalet, Dalet, Dalet. That is three times Adonai, as mentioned. They all need to derive from the power of the word Koach, which is 28, the power of man. That is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh fully spelled with Aleph's. That is Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Aleph, Vav-Aleph-Vav, vav, Hey-Aleph, which has the same numerical value as Adam. His power, the fully spelled Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, again fully spelled, is Yud-Vav-Dalet, Vav-Aleph-Vav, Dalet-Lamed-Tav, Hey-Aleph, Aleph-Lamed-Pay, Vav-Aleph, Vav Aleph, Lamed Pei, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. These are 28 letters that correspond to the 28 joints in the 10 fingers of the hand. The queen does not dwell in his power, in the 28 finger joints, until all the filth of the wicked, unfit handmaid, the wife to the unfit, is removed. Therefore, the sages of the Mishnah explained that dirty hands are unfit to make a blessing because the handmaid rests on them. My commentary: this verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Please note the use of gematria to explaining the spiritual system. Gematria is a tool widely used within the Kabbalah, but there are many different gematriot. Normally, you use the regular level. Other times, you'll use the small gematria. Other times you'll use the gematria based on the final letters having a different gematria. Other times you'll use the mului, the concealed letters of a spelled out letter. Other times there's the atbash gematria. And that's not the complete discussion, the complete set. But learning the gematria and their various uses and the various meanings behind each number is a very significant tool. Verse 42. Ve'inun ma'im l'dachayad Dishar Yayo Taman Yad Hashem Yad Hashem Damaim Dioraita Diameharetz Inun Sheret Mamo Ilon Tevila Vahasheret Shivcha Biosha Videchon the Gezel, the Videchon, the Gezel de Birkan, the Gezelin, the Gazlin, the Kuchabarichu, Ilaya de Levarka, Willaya de Maihui. This water is for cleansing the hand, which upon which the hand of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh rests, as mentioned nearby. The hand of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the water of the Torah. The ignorant people are considered like unclean reptiles, without knowledge of the Torah to take away their impurity. What good will immersing in water do them, holding in their hand the reptile, which is the wicked handmaid, stolen goods in their possession, the stolen blessings they stole from the Holy One, blessed be He. They do not know what a blessing is or what filth is. My commentary. This pasuk is attacking ignorant people. What is knowledge of the Torah? It is more than the simple Peshat level of Torah. One is making a mistake to learn Torah at a literal level. It is necessary to know the meaning of the various codes of words, which includes gematria. Verse 43. Miyad kayeshe shamu milim milen Avraya yo wa'ana imchon la yakilkna Lemis balde yashlim Asra milim divraka veishta tachna Legabeya uadailet Barnash de Yema Milini Lane Ela Ant the Antu Ke Gavna the Dalit Behito the Gibelion the Barnash Albahom Bim Hitzat Yanukin the Eat Ave Tino. Uvim chitzat ne'arim v'itaved nar. Uvim chitzat bahurim v'itaved bahur. Uvim chitzat zekenim v'itaved zaken. Ukich itmar alach mimkon shibto ishkiach el kol yoshvei haaretz v'yantu itmar alach v'shagam uvasar v'dara d'dor haflaga Aweyat uv kol dara vidara begilgula ke gal gal de mitapech the kama gavnin vila niglait ela bedara deit yachiv Beya uraita al yada. Immediately after the friends and myself heard these words, we could not stand to wait for him to finish all these 10 items pertaining to blessings. We prostrated ourselves before him and said to him, "Certainly there is no one who could speak these things except for you. Since you are comparable to the four sections in the Garden of Eden, if a person enters the children's section, he becomes a child. In the youth section, he becomes a youth. In the young men's section, he becomes a young man. And in the old people's section, he becomes an old man. Hence it is written about you, from the place of his habitation, he looks upon all the inhabitants of the earth," which initials in Hebrew form Moses. "Also, it is about you that it says, for that he also, Beshagam, is flesh." The word Beshagam contains the letters of the word Moses, as it contains Men and Shin and Bet and Gimel that become the He through the Gematria. You were present in the generation of the Tower of Babel, and in every generation you return by incarnation, like a wheel that turns around in many ways. Yet you revealed yourself only at the generation when the Torah was given at your hands. My commentary. There are many secrets revealed in this pasuk. To me, the important one is the ability to add letters, gematria, to substitute one letter for a number of letters. Bet is 2 and Gimel is 3. Together they are 5. And now we can substitute the He for the two letters Bet and Gimel. Also, we learn that Moshe reincarnates in every generation and represents the sum total of all the children of Israel. What does this mean? A soul is a desire to receive the light of Hashem. This is a vessel that reveals that light. The light of Hashem is included in all of humankind. This light needs one vessel, and that is ultimately the soul of Adam. Until everyone is ready and completed their tikkun, there is a lower capacity named Moshe, plus Bilam, which will eventually become another name when the Erev Rav and the idolatrous nations complete their tikkun. Pasuk 44. Miyad itkani shat me alma antu kishimsha denahir bekol dara widara dekad itkanash shimsha belelia nahir besihara ushitin ribo kohavaya. Hakiat teant nahir bishitin ribo bekol dara widara wehaihu dekara maz kohelet dor holech widor ba wilku ha rabbanan endor pahut. Mishishim ribo, we odok mu ador, sheholech u shebalikayem, ma shehayahu sheyihie, mikan ve'elach ashlim asra. Devarim defatora, Vayit shal yayo lamaraya, Mihemana, Utsina kadisha zaka'a, Ulaka defut shabarihu, Shalela madila, Shalele konavio. Lehose willalema an Ulman. The translation. As soon as you departed from the world, you became like a sun that shines in every generation. Even when the sun is gathered at night, it illuminates the moon and 600,000 stars. So are you who shine on the 600,000 people in each and every generation. That is what Kohelet indicated in the verse. One generation passes away, and another generation comes. The sages have explained that a generation does not consist of less than 600,000 people. They also explain this verse to mean the generation that passes away is the one that comes. That is, the souls of the previous generation reincarnate and come in the following generation. This fulfills the verse, that which has been, it is that which shall be. From here on, complete the 10 items about Shabbat table openly. The faithful shepherd said to Rabbi Shimon, Holy luminary, blessed is your lot, that the Holy One, blessed be He, revealed to you what He has not revealed to any prophet or seer. The verse is clear as written. This is the second time we have read this section. I have been asked, why do I repeat a section when there is much of the Zohar that we need to learn? And my answer is very clear, to me at least. Each week has a different energy. The parasha in the Zohar reveals that energy. To read another section of the Zohar, we are mixing energies. And in the spiritual world, energies are not mixed. What is the energy of Ekev? Ekev means heel. There are only four sections in the Zohar explaining the section, the energy of Ekev. Why so little? And what is the 10 steps of Shabbat have to do with the energy in the universe? The energy in the universe this week is about fulfilling physicality. Hashem created physicality for a purpose. That purpose is to give pleasure to the body, but it also gives pleasure to the soul. Now we teach the body's pleasure and the soul's pleasure are different. That the pleasure of the soul is the study of Torah and the revelation of the light of Hashem. The pleasure of the body is physical items, sex being the highest level. But food is a level as well. That's why this parasha discusses what fulfills the body? Because if the body is in lack, the soul, which is connected to the body, is also in lack. Learn this well. Complaints come from the body, not the soul. The body says, I'm not fulfilled, and therefore this lack I feel is I complain about. Do you have to verbalize those complaints? No. Do you have to listen to those complaints from other people? Yes. You have to listen to them in case you have the ability to fulfill them. Because they're just lacks. And a lack has to be fulfilled. A lack is a desire to receive. But don't look on that complaint unless you have the option to fulfill that complaint, to fulfill that desire for your friend, for your neighbor, for your family member. We only read 4 pasukim, but there was much in these 4. If we were doing this as a deep Zohar class, we would probably need to spend 2 hours on each verse, each pasuk. So I am going to ask for questions and thoughts and comments. While you're unmuting your phones, I will mention to you that tomorrow we have 2 classes, not 3. The first one is at 7 a.m. to begin our study of the Parasha Avekev. The second class will be at 10:30, which is the beginning of our preparation for the Tishrei holidays. Our normal 3rd class, which is at 3 p.m. West Coast time, I'm not having because I'm going to be spending it for the pleasure of my body consciousness with my children. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts?
I'm so proud that you're going to be with your family.
Me too.
And I'm proud too because it's my grandson's birthday. And I was trying to figure out when can we bring his cake and his car and visit. So 2 birds with 1 stone.
Amen.
Now you enjoy yourself, okay?
I will. Leonora. So are there any questions? Because there was a lot of material that we covered in a few pasukim. You all have a beautiful week. Shavuot Tov to everyone. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.